For our global hit today, we go to Portugal. Portugal, the once great empire that ruled the world. Its sailors and conquerors were so far from home for so long that their women would lament their absence. And those laments turned into music, fado, or fate. The plaintive songs of fado have become Portugal's musical signature, so much so that even artists that aren't fado at all are somehow connected to it. The World's Marco Werman has an example.
Hang on a second, I hear you say that's not plaintive and it's not fado. Both true, but the music is Portuguese.
Adeus, amor, que cresci. Já pouco me tens a dizer. Já bebi tudo de ti. Que de bom tinha de ver. Adeus, amor.
This is the Portuguese sextet Clã, that means clan. The song, titled Adeus Amor Bye Bye, is their version of sentimental. Clã is from Portugal's second largest city, Porto.
It's in the north. It's a very different city from Lisbon.
That's the band's lead singer, Manuela Acevedo.
Lisbon is full of sun and light and everything, and with big streets. And Porto is grey, with narrow streets. Smaller than Lisbon, much smaller than Lisbon, colder than Lisbon also, but with very well-humored people. It's really a great town, a great city.
Better humored than Lisbon people?
Yeah.
The people of Porto are so good-humored that Clá even has a song called Usefulness of Humor, Utilidade do Humor.
Musically speaking and rhythm and everything, we don't really have connection with the traditional music, fado or other kind of traditional Portuguese music, because we are really into Anglo-Saxon music and pop rock.
The language is the real connection to Clá's roots as a Portuguese band, says Manuela Acevedo, and taps into the same sound you might hear in fado.
Because the way that the language sounds as that kind of soul that Portuguese people and Portuguese music and culture has. So if we have any connection with our culture, is because we sing in Portuguese.
7 out of the top 10 songs on the charts there now are Anglo-Saxon artists singing in English. And when most people hear Portuguese language music, they think Brazil. These factors push a lot of Portuguese artists to resort to English as their musical lingua franca. So a band like Clá is making a statement about its culture when it seeks Portuguese songwriters to work with and when it decides to perform not in English, but in Portuguese.
That, I think, brings a lot of our country and of our way of feeling and the way that we sound, the way that we dream, the way that we are.
Fado may be connected to the sound of the Portuguese language, but the emotions, high and low, of Portuguese musicians are connected to where the country lies on the far western side of Europe.
We, are, as a country, have a very mixed feeling about that position because we are facing the sea and feeling lonesome and sometimes isolated because we are really far from the rest of Europe and far from the rest of the world, and we get a bit sad sometimes. But in our history, we were one of the first explorers to go and search for new lands. So the sea has that kind of calling also to experience other things.
And Manuela Acevedo and Clá are definitely exploring new territory. For the world, I'm Marco Werman.
Our our Boston team includes Stephen Snyder and Mary Lou Ward. In London are Matthew XL and Alex Collins. The world's engineers are Ray Fallon, Robin Moore, Robert O'Connell, and Mike Wilkins. And we get web and technical support from Malcolm Harvey, Catherine Murphy, Michael Rass, and Andrea Rule. We're online at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, join us again tomorrow for another Spin of the World.